And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find Dr. Gil Whitney returning from a Trump rally. In deep consultation with Nurse Helen Trent, returning from a Clinton rally. But at this point, neither one knows. Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Hillary.
Oh, Donald.
What do you say we have our own little primary?
I hope we find ourselves in gridlock.
Oh, boy. I'm amending my constitution as we speak. Am I in the middle of a CCO behind the ballot election feature?
Are you too in heat?
What? You're right, Kidney Hartman, Hall of Fame columnist for the Minnesota Hospital Newsletter. It has suddenly become quite warm in here.
I need some Johnnies for my column, but all I've ever heard about this dump is blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Dr. Administrator! Dr. Administrator!
Oh, no, don't tell me it's time for weather every 10 seconds on the 8s.
It's so hot today.
How hot is it?
You could fry a Pokemon on the sidewalk.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Administrator. We were just consulting about the upcoming Minnesota Hospital Chief of Staff election.
Attention, staff. Here's breaking news from the Minnesota Hospital cafeteria. Staff researchers are saying caffeinated peanut butter may be a health risk. Eat too much, and the word Skippy will refer to your heartbeat. By the way, staff, the new fish-flavored Oreos are now being featured in the hospital lunchroom. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Blue Cross.
Fish-flavored Oreos?
Yes, they're brand new. The filling in the middle tastes like fish.
Ugh, sounds gross, but it's still better than pulling apart a real fish and licking the stuff inside.
Blah, and more blahs.
Good morning, doctors.
Well, look who showed up, folks. Good morning, sports medicine specialist, Dr. Jim Shorts.
I am here with results from a study that tells us that the best time of day for peak athletic performance is actually late afternoon.
This explains how people sprint so fast out of work at 5 p.m.
Dr. Whitney!
Not weather on the 8s already again, Dr. Algorithm.
I wanted to warn you about today's backing winds and air discharge.
Are we expecting bad weather?
No, that's just the most recent forecast from gastroenterology.
Blah, blah, blah.
Doctors Whitney and Nurse Trent, I came here today to remind the both of you that attending political rallies by our staff is frowned upon and discouraged, and yet I hear reports that both of you appeared at rallies this weekend.
What?
Dr. Whitney, you were seen at a Trump rally.
No, I wasn't. I was with the proctologist, and we were at a rump rally.
Gil, how could you?
And you, Nurse Trent, were seen at a Clinton rally.
No, I wasn't. It was a motorcycle rally in Clinton, Minnesota.
Helen, since when did you start riding a motorcycle?
Right now.
I can tell you both went because both of you are not telling the truth.
There's less chance of that than a return visit to Brazil by Ryan Lochte.
As punishment, both of you will be assigned as game day medical staff and will be required to attend all the rest of the Twins' home games.
Dr. Administrator, that is way too harsh.
Keep up that attitude with me and you'll have to go to the road games as well.
Well, will the upcoming election break up Gil and Helen's romance?
You know what a breakup is for, Dr. Whitney?
Oh, come on, Helen.
A breakup is when a woman finds out that her knight in shining armor is actually a moron in aluminum foil.
And what about Dr. Trump's bid for chief of staff?
Maybe if he would stop brushing his teeth with gunpowder, it would keep him from shooting his mouth off.
That's how I brush my teeth.
And what about Dr. Clinton and her secret emails that suddenly aren't such a secret anymore?
So where did all those WikiLeaks come from?
Urology, of course.
How come in this bit nobody has addressed the first operation tomorrow night in our brand new surgical center here at the new Minnesota Hospital Operating Stadium?
I'm worried, Dr. Jim Shorts, that the Zika virus has affected all Minnesota sports fans.
What are you talking about? There's no Zika virus in Minnesota.
I'm talking about the Zika Wilf virus and the stadium fever everyone seems to have.
All I know is that I don't want our first operation at the new Minnesota Hospital Operating Stadium to be like that soccer game at the new Viking Stadium when they ran out of stuff at halftime.
I shudder to think what you would see if I were to run out of wine at halftime of an appendectomy.
That could also cause a very poor decision while performing a circumcision.
Or imagine no more ice for me during a delicate vasectomy.
Or how about an empty flask in the middle of a gastric bypass?
No banana daiquiri creation during a dental restoration.
Consequentially, we could struggle with your tonsillectomy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Stay tuned for the next edition of Minnesota Hospital. Until next time, this is your staff infected announcer saying so long, and may all your rashes be only heat related.
Blah, blah, blah.